For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We have to pick one that's going to be there for 40 years, 45 years. We need intellect. We need so many things.
On a campaign trip to North Dakota, President Trump talked about his nomination to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will move quickly on the president's choice.
We will vote to confirm Justice Kennedy's successor this fall.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the vote should be delayed.
Nothing less than the fate of our health care system, reproductive rights for women, and countless other protections for middle-class Americans are at stake.
Kevin Griffiths from Planned Parenthood says to prepare for battle.
The right to access abortion safely and legally in this country is on the line.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Las Vegas authorities have released more clips from officer body cameras during the chaotic response to the deadliest mass shooting in recent U.S. history. One officer saying he's been shot and others are yelling to take cover.
Where? All right, move. We got casualties. Go. Come on, move. Down. You see, where's your left?
58 people were killed and hundreds were wounded in the shooting rampage. A white police officer has been charged with homicide in the death of unarmed teenager Antoine Rose in Pittsburgh. Prosecutors cite Officer Michael Rosefeldt's inconsistent statements about whether he saw a gun in the teen's hand. District Attorney Stephen Zappala.
I think you got to go in with apprehension, but unless you see a genuine threat, then it's inappropriate to take, in fact, criminal to take somebody's life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A survey of American workers about vacations finds many of them asking, what vacation? USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Nearly a quarter of American workers surveyed claim their employers don't provide them with paid vacation days or any time off. Even when an employer does offer vacation days, more than a quarter of those surveyed said they haven't used any in the past 6 months. More than 35% of the workers surveyed say they left days unused last year. Many people saying they just had too much work to do to even consider taking time off. Others say they feel guilty if they do take time off. The survey was conducted by the American Psychological Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prince William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor that's buried in the Middle East. When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long-overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.